On the road once more, this time to Munich. We pass Auschwitz and stop to go through it. We'd have to be less than human not to. After that, we continue in silence to Prague, a good place to spend the night. We reach Munich in time for lunch the next day. Munich is a wonderful old town, and I want to show you a very special place there. We go off to digest our schnitzels and sausage in the People's Park. That may sound to you like a holdover from the 1960s, but it is not. This is a lovely 2-mile-long natural preserve with trees and a river running through. It forms a huge part of the city. A colonial American named Benjamin Thompson designed it in the late 18th century. Thompson had been raised in Woburn, Massachusetts, just before the American Revolution. He wrestled out a homemade education in Boston, and when he was only 18, went off to Rumford, Massachusetts, as its new schoolmaster. He soon married a wealthy 31-year-old widow in Rumford. He also took up spying on the colonies for the British. When the colonists learned what he was up to, he deserted his wife and a new daughter, and he fled to England. There he devoted himself to shameless social climbing. That eventually put him in a high-ranking position with the Bavarian court in Munich. His life took on new coloration in Bavaria. He used his technical insight to institute social reforms that were years ahead of their time. He devised public works, military reforms, and poorhouses. He equipped them with radical kitchen heating and lighting systems. He created that lovely People's Park. When he was made a count of the Holy Roman Empire, he did a surprising thing. He took the name of the town he'd once fled, the name of Rumford, and it is Count Rumford whom history remembers. He's most famous for experiments that he made 5 years later while he was working with field artillery. He found that by boring a cannon barrel under water with a blunt bit, he could heat the water to boiling and then keep it boiling. People at the time thought that heat was an invisible fluid called caloric that flowed in and out of materials. Caloric was the last of the old Aristotelian essences, earth, air, fire, and water. It was supposed to be indestructible and uncreatable. Rumford's results flew in the face of the caloric theory. He made it clear that mechanical work could go on creating caloric as long as anyone might wish. Rumford's story takes one last ironic turn. The French chemist Lavoisier, who was beheaded during the French Revolution, had given caloric its name. When Rumford left Bavaria for England and France, he took up with Lavoisier's widow. Their 4-year relationship ended in a short and disastrous marriage. Before the marriage, Rumford crowed, "I think I shall live to drive caloric off the stage, as the late Lavoisier drove away phlogiston." What a singular destiny for the wife of two philosophers. Count Rumford had indeed been instrumental in driving caloric off the stage and setting a foundation for the first law of thermodynamics, but is it any great surprise that the marriage failed?